Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Team Synergy Monday night phone call. Tonight, we're so excited to share about Facebook parties. Anybody who attended our Memphis conference together with us will know how exciting and how important these events are and just the buzz that happened in conference around Facebook events. They are an incredible thing that we've already been doing a little bit of, but we learned a lot about how to streamline these events, how to make them run more smoothly, and just how to make them even more effective than they already have been. Since we've been using them in our team, Team Synergy, in 2 months, we were able to go from a 12 club to a 24 club. They literally allow access to so many friends and family and loved ones that we want to share this message with. People that can't make it to events can get onto a Facebook event. So if you don't know what a Facebook event is, very simply, it is an event page on Facebook. You set up a normal event as though you were inviting them to a birthday party or something like that. And then the event happens on that page at the set time. So all it is a series of posts. You can change the style of postings depending on the theme of the event. For example, if you're having a 9 p.m. Facebook party, your guests that you've invited will come on that page at 9 p.m., and there will be a live event happening where we're posting things and asking for people's input and comments and basically sharing with them what Juice Plus is and what we do as a business behind it. It's mostly product-oriented. We always include a little bit about the business at the end. They've been really successful at getting customers and team members, but there's a few tips and tricks that we're going to talk about tonight that make some people or allow some people to be very extremely successful with Facebook events and end up having others struggle. So we're hoping that we're going to give you some clarity on these events, get you as excited as we are about these events, and have them being booked every single day in our team, having us sharing this message that we have, inspiring healthy living really around the world, on a daily basis, you know, whether Sandy and I or Barb are there or not. That's the power of these, is that they're very duplicatable. So a few things that we learned is basically that they are allowing not only our team but other teams to succeed. I just wanted to talk about Debbie Walton for a minute. She talked about, she was the one that did the Facebook training. I'm hoping that training will be available and posted on Synergy sometime soon. It was incredible. She told us that she had been stuck at 24 Club for quite some time, found the gumption in her to decide to get to 39 Club, but they scratched and clawed their way to 39 Club. You know, they pushed people. They were on the phones constantly. They were doing events all over their state, and they ended up having to buy a lot of orders and really, really push that 39 Club. Then somebody young on their team just had just such an amazing brainstorm and decided to come up with a Facebook party. Well, they saw that she was able to get 1,400 PVC in one party. I'm not talking points, guys. I'm talking PVC. So she was well over a qualified VF in one night. And they really stood up and paid attention and realized that that was a successful way for all ages to share our information. And then they were able to take their business from a 39 club to a 50 club in 2 months, accidentally, really. Like, they weren't even pushing for it. So these parties work. And so that's my plug on how successful and amazing they are. And then Sandy's going to share with us a little bit about how they're being so successful and a couple of ways that they have streamlined their events.
So something else in thinking about why these Facebook parties are so successful, number one, it's because people can't always get out to events. We know this. But something that I've noticed with people in Facebook events, sometimes they might even not tell you that they're going, and they're still there, and they're observing what's happening. And the cool thing about Facebook parties is that you can go back into the past event and read all the posts that we've done, and many people are doing that. So they're like the phantom shoppers. They're not telling us they're there, but they are, and then you get a little message a week later, 2 weeks later, saying, hey, I'm ready to get on Juice Plus. I really like that Facebook party. So, you know, just keep inviting and sending out there, and you never know who's watching, because most people are. They already are curious about why you're smiling all the time because of Juice Plus. And so what we learned at conference is that they're doing it a little bit differently. So we've done some really big Facebook parties, which were fun, and we had lots of activity. We had lots of people, you know, probably like over 1,200 people invited and over 100 people attending. What they're doing different in Debbie Walton's team is that they're kind of doing them as a launch party. They're doing them as a private party. So you're going to decide who's the host. Say it's your new rep, Drew. And she decides, okay, I'm going to do my Facebook party. She's going to be the host, and she's going to invite her people based on the kind of party that she's having. She's going to be the one that's, you know, reaching into her care center. She's going to really have ownership on it, so the people that are coming to the party know, okay, this is for Drew. I'm totally going to attend. And then when we're doing this private Facebook party, the host is the one that does the introductory video. So they already know and love you, and they're already engaged and glued in. And so these parties, they're not going to be 1,000 people invited. They're not going to be 100 people attending. They might be, you know, 20, 30 invited. There might be 10, 15 attending, but they're going to be more intimate, and they encourage people to participate more than they would with a big party.
So we just did our very first private party last night, and I thought that it was a smashing success. I was really impressed. We had about 20 people invited, and it appeared to us that about 4 or 5 people attended. And I'm not disappointed by that at all, because as you guys know, when you have a house party, sometimes when you get a few people, it's even more powerful because they feel a little less timid and shy. You know, they can ask the questions they need to ask and that sort of thing. So the 3 people that were really actively commenting all ordered. Well, you guys know, it's very likely that we could have drove all the way down to Lethbridge for a party that ended up having 3 or 4 people at it and 3 or 4 people order, and then you drive 4 hours home. So you spent 8 hours in the car for the same result that you can have in a 60-minute Facebook party. If you only have 2 or 3 coming, I mean, cheer and clap, because that is awesome. They're going to be more engaged. Like, there's a benefit to everything. If you've got 30 people attending, that's amazing. You're going to have even more people wanting to order. But what I'm trying to say is, don't worry about how many people come. These are extremely good ways to get your message out to people. And then I am going to just touch on some of the themes that Sandy and I have decided to make templates on. So another thing that Debbie said was that, you know, the themed parties are just a raging success. Now, the parties that you guys have seen us do so far are called Complete Transformation Parties. When we talk about our CT program, which is the shakes and the capsules, and you're replacing 1 or 2 meals per day, and basically we're showing all the effects that can happen from that program. And I love that party, and it's still going to stay as one of our templates because I think it's very powerful. But here are the other templates that are about to come out. Sandy and I are working around the clock to get these templates up. We're going to have them available to you in a team Dropbox where you can go in and download anytime you need, whatever you need out of that Dropbox. It's going to be available to our team. We'll have all kinds of other things there as well. I'm really excited about that Dropbox for us. Now, here are the themes. I wish I could have a drum roll because I'm super excited. Sandy's doing, oh, there we go. Hands on the leg. I love the improvisation. Okay, so the first themed party is going to be called Health for the Whole Family. Now, we're going to talk about, of course, what Juice Plus is. We're going to use videos. It's going to be very similar to what you're used to, but there's going to be a slide or post on this child health study. So we're going to talk about children getting it for free and also the effects and benefits that children have seen with a beautiful post and some photos and that sort of thing. Now, the second thing that's going to be in this party somewhere throughout is the benefits of taking Juice Plus while nursing. And I know as myself, I'm not nursing or planning to nurse again, but I think that even though that information being in there would really encourage me to think about other people in my life that are pregnant or nursing, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, I would love my sister-in-law to have this information. You know, she's pregnant and going to be nursing. So keeping in mind that that's just a really great thing for anyone who's in that family stage of life to learn about. The other slide, the next slide that we're going to have in there, is about Juice Plus and pregnancy. We're going to talk about the research behind it and just how it's the Mercedes-Benz of prenatals, of course, being whole food nutrition. And the last thing we're going to talk about is one slide on the complete transformation, just one, so that those moms that are looking to shift some of that weight that they've put on during their pregnancies know that there's an option for them as well. So that's going to be the Health for the Whole Family party. Of course, there's going to be all the other information in there about the product and the business, but those 4 things will be stressed in that themed party. The next one is going to be called Gorgeous from the Inside Out, and I love this one. It's going to be really fun, and it's going to talk about skin, hair, nails. We're going to have a slide about boosting the immune system and not getting sick anymore, about having the extra energy for people who are maybe working shift work or just find themselves dragging and not feeling that like real vitality anymore. We'll probably address that, you know, the younger generation notices that they're not having as many hangovers. I think this is going to be a really great party for anybody that's in that Gen Y. So anything from, you know, young teen years all the way up to young 30s, single people who are really like, you know, of course they want to know about benefits to their immune system and that sort of thing. But that skin, hair, nails, energy, and no hangovers is really just going to shine out to them as something young and fun and something that they can relate to and might even want to start a business around. So that's going to be called Gorgeous from the Inside Out. We're going to have our usual complete transformation one. We're going to clean that one up. We're going to shorten it. It's going to be a lot nicer with some new graphics and new slides. We're really excited about that. We're going to try to keep it to about 17 to 18 posts on the CT. And then the last one is going to be called Nutrition for Athletes. And we're going to talk about athletes of all ages. So this will apply to young children that are on sports teams as all the way up to highly competitive athletes. We'll talk about sponsorship. Plus, Dr. Mitra Ray has a ton of professional athletes and Olympians at Take Juice Plus, has done some great videos around it. And we'll talk about oxidative stress. Dr. David Phillips, it's going to be an awesome themed party again. So just to summarize, we're going to have health for the whole family, gorgeous from the inside out, the complete transformation, and nutrition for athletes. So I'm super excited about the theme. Those are going to be available to you guys. We're going to teach you and help you with your first party, and then they're going to be so duplicatable that you're going to be able to go out and do them for your team anytime they need, and they're going to be able to do it for their team. I don't even know if you guys realize the potential of that, of being able to have that kind of product acquisition and customer acquisition going on without having to have the leaders in the room all the time. This is going to blow everyone's business up in an extremely powerful and quick way. So I'm going to pass it over to Sandy to now talk about invitations and how to get people onto these Facebook parties.
Okay, so as you know, the most important thing when you're inviting, you don't just blindly invite them and hope that they're going to notice it on their events and click join and not know what it's all about. So we've got some written words that are all about how to invite. Hey, how's it going? I'm really excited. I'm sharing this thing called Juice Plus. I'd love to get your feedback. This is our first time doing some Facebook parties, and I'd love to see what you think about it. Would you be open to taking a look? You can do it from home in your pajamas. It'll take, you know, 30 minutes. Are you interested? And they're going to say, yeah, for sure. And then you're going to click send. You're going to invite them on the event page, and you're going to remind them, just click going. Even if you can't get there, make sure that you click going, because then no matter what, you can get the information. And then they'll go, okay, awesome. And then, you know, a day before, 2 days before, you're going to say, oh, I'm so excited that you're going. I'm really excited to share this information with you. Can't wait to see you there, so that they're reminded that they're coming to this party, because you know how busy all of us are. They might have said yes 1 week ago, and then 2 days before, the day before, they totally forget. So if you're in their consciousness going like, hey, I'm so excited, I'm like little bubbly me, then they're going to really enjoy coming. You know, we love video invites. If you have someone that you really want on the Facebook party, you don't want them to say no, then when you're sending that invite, that message, make it be a video message and be like, hey, how's it going? Look, I'm in my at home, and I'm doing a Facebook party. Would you join me? And they're going to be like, oh, they're too cute. I'm totally going to do that.
Really great idea. I'm really glad Sandy talked about that. So the template for inviting is called message, send, message. So you're going to message them in whatever way you feel comfortable with, whether it's a voice note, a video text, which you can send as a private message through Facebook. They'll let you send a 90-second video. Those are very effective. Or if you just want to use text. So you can use any one of those styles to message them and let them know what it is and what they're being invited to. It's very important that they understand they don't have to do anything, and they can just show up at that time and read through what's being posted and comment if they would like to. And then you're going to, like Sandy said, send them the invite. But it's really important that you copy the link of the party and send that as a message too, and say, okay, I invited you. You probably saw the notification, but just in case you didn't, here's a link to the event page. Can you please click going to make sure that you see all the posts? So you're going to tell them that, and then, like she said, message them one more time right before the party, a couple hours before, and just be like, super excited for tonight. So glad you can make it. I can't wait to get your feedback. So that's message, send, message. The next thing is that we've changed and streamlined, and I find it to be extremely powerful, is that there will be two people posting. So there's going to be a script that you'll get. So say you choose the health for the whole family. There will be about 16 posts. And you will have somebody posting with you. So the upline and the person hosting, or if the person hosting is brand spanking new, it can be their direct sponsor that does it for their first party. The next party, then they will help their direct sponsor instead of the other upline. Do you know what I mean? So there's two people posting. You'll alternate. So the posts run 3 minutes apart. So one person will post. They have the text highlighted, you go copy, and then you paste it into the post, and then you'll upload the photo that goes with it. That's all a part of the script. And then you click post, and then you wait 6 minutes, because in 3 minutes your friend is going to post their post, and you don't have to get your next one ready quite yet. So you've got 6 whole minutes to upload and get ready for your next post. Now the other thing about these new Facebook parties is that you are going to have planted in that party some distributor friends that you have asked to comment for you to keep the page active. Now you want to make sure that you're very clear with these friends of yours, these sidelines or downlines or uplines or whoever you've asked to come in, your two or three people that you've asked to keep the party looking like it's buzzing. They cannot post as a distributor. You don't want that person posting too excited, like, oh my God, I love my Juice Plus, I take it every day, I don't have any aches and pains. Like, you don't want people to feel overwhelmed with the excitement because they don't know yet how truly exciting it is. You want them to post as though they're just a customer, or they can, you know, just that they're just going to post, you know, since, yes, I agree, I love my shakes, you know, like very modest, and I'm just posting as though they're a customer as well and not a distributor. So it's really important that you have those people planted in there commenting for you. Then the next topic I'm going to pass over to Sandy, and it's how to follow up. So you've had this great Facebook party. You're not exactly sure how many people have gotten on. You saw about 4 or 5 people commenting. How do you follow up with everybody that you invited? So I'll pass it over to Sandy.
All right. Everyone says it, and I have to say it's an area of growth for me, too, that I need to get better at the follow-up, because everyone says if you listen to any of the big NMDs, any of the ones with huge organizations, their quote is, the fortune is in the follow-up. You know, so many people attend, and then we don't even find out what they liked about it, and then they forget about it because you cannot rely on customer memory. You just can't. So you want to make sure that you there's actually a template that, when we have the Facebook party training, you'll be able to see exactly how you can get the Excel document of all the people that attended that you invited. But with these smaller parties, you're going to be able to keep track of it. So you want to go through systematically and go back to the people that you invited and follow up and be like, hey, I'm so glad you made it on. Even if they didn't join, even if they didn't come on, just go and write back. I'm so excited that you came on. I would love to get your feedback. When can we connect? And so that we can find out about it. And then you're going to get one of two things. Someone's going to come back and they're going to be like, actually, I couldn't make it on. You'll be like, that's okay. You know what? You can go back to the past events and check it out. And then I can get your feedback. When do you think you'd be able to do that by? And then they'll let you know. Or they'll say, you know what? And then they're just going to go into what their feedback is, or getting on the phone and talking to you about it. Really, really, really important to ask them what they liked best. So remember that you're not saying, hey, what did you think? Because often people might tell you the negative parts of it. But if you say, hey, what did you like best? Then they're going to go back and they're going to reflect, hey, that one video was so awesome, or that girl's story, I'm so shocked, I really love that. And make sure that you're going to be sending them the link. Just like when you sent them the invite, if they didn't attend, make sure you send them the link to the past event so that they can go on and check it out. After that, you want to just, you know, keep in contact with them. Maybe in that moment, you can say, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how interesting is it to you? Is it something that you might be wanting to include for your family? And they're going to let you know. If it's a 5, then you're going to find out, how can I get you more information, or what can I get you more information on? And they're going to let you know. And so you're just going to keep that wooing process open. Sometimes they might be like, actually, yeah, this sounds amazing, I'm going to get going. Oftentimes, you know, we get so heartbroken, or just, you know, like we want it so bad for the people that we love the most, and maybe it might not be their time that they're ready to order, but honestly, they come back around. I'm telling you, there are people that at one point I never, ever, ever thought they were interested, and they've come to Facebook party, and now lo and behold, a month later, they're saying, okay, so I'd like to get that triple blend, and how do I get my children on it? And they're like, really? I thought they were like stone cold no, get out of my face, Juice Plus lady. So they work, and if you're just soft and in your heart, they're gonna come back to it. And just don't be afraid to go back and say, hey, what did you think? That is so key, because they're there. You've already done all the work of getting them to come to the Facebook party. Don't let them fly to the birds.
And if follow-up feels really overwhelming to you and you're like, I don't know how to word it, I don't know if they got on, I feel uncomfortable, you can actually just type one sentence. Hey, I'm so glad you made it to the Facebook party. What did you like best? And that's it. If that's as much as you do, that's okay. And then they'll respond, oh, I didn't make it on. I'm so sorry. That's okay. I can send you the link. Would you be open to looking at it for me still? Yeah, sure. Okay, here's the link. And you copy and you paste and you send it to them. You don't want them to have to go into their past events and dig out this old Facebook event. They'll get lost and sidetracked, and nobody has time for that. So if you just keep it so simple, hey, I'm so glad you made it on. What did you like best? And then they'll tell you whether they made it on, or they'll give you feedback. Keep it super simple. That is basically it for Facebook parties. I hope you have caught our enthusiasm for these Facebook events. They are so exciting. And I hope that you go out and book one tomorrow for your team. And then as you get new people on, that's one of the items that you do with them immediately. You launch them with a Facebook party, as well as an event in their home if you're in the vicinity that you can go do one for them. If you can't, then let's do a few Facebook parties for them and start hitting all their people. And then for getting team, we might need to get on the phone a little bit for people that are farther away, but I'm really encouraging you guys to get everyone doing these because they're powerful, and Facebook is the new TV, and it's what we do in our evenings anyways. So I hope that this call was beneficial, and I'm going to go ahead and end the recording and open it up for questions.